All right, guys, we are live at Framing the World, and I'm really happy that you guys decided to join us tonight. It should be a great stream. We're going to be taking phone calls all night long, so if you want to call into the show, you can. It is 480-519-4999. That's 480-519-4999. And you can call in, ask us a question, or just what we really want to just kind of hear from you, kind of what's happening in your area. We want to hear from different areas in America and just kind of see what the laws are right now. Are people locked down in your area? Because I know in my area, it doesn't seem like it's locked down that much, even though it is technically locked down. But there's cars everywhere. In fact, we even had a protest today at the Capitol building. And so that was awesome to be a part of that. A bunch of people turned out to that. I actually took some footage of that. So we'll show that probably tomorrow, some of that footage. So just call in whenever you want during the stream. 480-519-4999. We are going to be giving away 3 books at the end of the live stream. We are going to be giving away King James, his Bible, and his translators. We just got this in the store. So at the end of the stream, we're going to be giving this away. And we're also going to be getting rid of Tex Mar's last book, Psychopaths. And so we're going to be giving that away also at the end of the stream. And we are going to be giving away the King James Waterproof New Testament. So these things are awesome. They're definitely worth a lot of money. So make sure you support us on Patreon. Actually, so let me just explain to you how you're going to be entered in for a chance to win tonight. And Dustin's going to have to do this. I don't know how we're going to pull this off, but we're going to figure it out. So basically, if you order anything from the store, anything from framingtheworld.com, you'll be entered in for a chance to win one of these 3 books. Also, if you support us on Patreon, just $1 a month, if you support us on Patreon, you'll also be entered in for a chance to win one of these books. So if you go to Patreon, it's really simple, only take a few minutes. You can sign up there and support us. If you're already supporting us, you can just add $1. And you'll be also entered in to win. But we have Dustin in the house today. And how'd your day go, man?
It was good. Nothing major, man. Nothing. I mean, my workload slowed down quite a bit, so I don't have to hustle so hard to keep up. But I'm still steady. So I mean, traffic's nice. I mean, you can pretty much put in wherever you go in the GPS, and you get there pretty much without any hiccups. I love it. I truly love it. So I was talking to this guy today, and he's like an engineer or something. And what he normally commutes like an hour, but he said he's been doing all of his work from home. So I like, there is a potential good thing that could come out of this, where instead of the government just dumping money in certain directions, they can give some incentives to companies to if people can work from home, to try to figure out systems for them to be able to do that, because I think that would help in traffic. Because who likes traffic? I mean, forget the environment.
No one likes traffic.
I mean, man, I'm not worried about the environment. But speaking of the environment, I've got a conspiracy theory for you guys.
Oh no.
So I've seen a couple things about the smog change since Corona. All right, so let's see. They've got these maps and these images. Well, maybe not in China. Okay, here you go. Here's a picture of China. I don't know what these...
You're not in for some reason. The computer's not in.
Oh, I didn't hit the HDMI. Okay, we'll get there. So China... Like, okay, so I've seen a couple pictures. I've seen one of New York and New Jersey in that area, that Manhattan area. And... So one thing I've noticed is that, let's see if we can find it in New York, is that the air pollution seems to have changed, like, significantly. Like, they're showing these pictures like this, like, before and after. Oh, come on. Give me a break. No, thanks.
I hate those stinking ad blockers. I don't know why they do that.
I know. What am I supposed to do? I don't know how to handle this. Other options.
We'll just talk about it. We saw it.
Okay, so, okay, you guys saw that. Okay, so we'll just go with this. So what I'm thinking is, like, they're not doing the chemtrails so much. I told you about this, Paul. So you were like, oh, come on. But, you know, you look up in the sky, and it's not because of the flights. Because if anybody who's looked at the chemtrails in the spring, the flights aren't what – it's not what is dictating how those chemtrails appear. And maybe planes aren't up in the air or not as much. But – so my conspiracy is that they, like, kind of like – they were cranking so they could get these before photos – and then with the lockdown and the shutdown and the stay-at-home order, you know, they stop spraying. And so they can get these better clear pictures, and then they can blame it on everybody in their cars. I don't know. So that's my theory. So they can, you know, so they can throw in a little bit of the global warming theory that we've got to take care of the global warming. So, you know, it helps with the environment. I don't know if anybody has noticed that they've got these nice, clear blue skies, and that they're not putting these chemtrails out there. I mean, I don't know. I haven't done the study so much, but it just seems like if you pay attention to where the air traffic is, it seems like some of these planes are just, when you see them put out there in grid patterns and so forth. So there's. I'm pretty convinced that they're doing something in the sky. Now, whether they're doing it to directly hurt us and they give us a bunch of heavy metals, and because, you know, they're tens of thousands of feet in the air. So I don't know how much that's actually affecting us. And then if there's people that are doing it, I mean, how are they not affected by it also? So it doesn't seem like to make logical sense to just blanket poison everybody. And then because then the evil masterminds that are behind it would also be getting sprayed. But I think it makes sense that they would do something like that so they can show us how bad we are for the world. And then once everybody stops working and once they do this stay at home order, then how good it is. So because you hear about like dolphins swimming in Venice and all of these. Birds and monkeys are pretty much taking over cities because they don't have the humans to contend with. So that's a theory I had today when I looked out, or yesterday when I looked out and saw the sky. And I was like, why would they do this? And it just kind of popped in my head.
Well, that's what we're doing today. We're going to hear your guys' theories. We want you to call in. Just let us know how it's going in your state, kind of what the local laws are. I know in Mississippi, it's crazy right now. They're arresting, or not arresting, but they're fining churchgoers and stuff like that. In fact, we actually booked an interview for tomorrow that's going to be a great interview. We're going to be talking with Pastor Charles Hamilton. And he is the pastor of King James Baptist Church or something like that in Mississippi. And he was actually, all of his churchgoers were fined. And so we got a call right now. So we're going to answer this and take this call live. Hey, you're on with Framing the World. Can you please mute your radio?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
He is the pastor.
Okay, I'm muted.
Cool. Who are we talking to?
Joe Keeler from Kansas.
What's happening, Joe?
Okay, bro. I got a little theory. This was interesting. Are you guys aware of the Watchman YouTube channel? He's this preacher, but he believes in faith alone, and he does a lot of like end time signs. He goes through all these different like.
It's just called The Watchman?
I think I've heard of him. Yeah, I think okay. I've heard of him. Why? What's up?
Okay, well, here's the deal. I've been following him for a while just because it's a lot of news compact in one. I don't like to watch the news. And he was always given these updates of all these nations rising against each other. Okay, you know, like the yellow vest stuff that went down in France and then Venezuela. And it seemed like every week he showed a different country that was having this uprising, and they were basically having a little mini civil war and stuff. And then the coronavirus comes and all that just disappeared. I just wanted your guys' thoughts on that.
Well, I think that most of the media is manipulated. So if you ask me, I just think that they're just it's like 1984. We were at war with these people were at war with those people, and then now forget about that. Now there are allies, and these people are at war with those people. So, I mean, obviously people go to war, and we see, you know, there's people that have gone over to the Gulf War and all of that. But yeah, I don't follow the news because it doesn't really apply to me. It doesn't really affect me directly. So I mean, from my perspective, it's just, some of it could just, might as well be that they're just amping up these stories because they want, it's affecting the psyche of the people. So they have like this idea, like, that there's war happening, and it kind of prepares people in their mind for war, which puts them in a state that can be more easily controlled. So now that they've gone and pulled this card, then, you know, it's going to take away from the coronavirus card that they're playing. I believe they're playing a card. And if you like the Illuminati card game, you know, you've probably seen those. So I think there's just the card, and they're playing this card, and you know, and they're just going to run this one down as far as they can. And maybe they'll bring those other things back. But from what I hear from people, that's all that's on the news is coronavirus this and coronavirus that. But I don't watch the news.
Well, I just thought it was just a perfect way just to shut it all down and get people, you know, if there's uprisings, if there are really all these uprisings going on, you know, they'll just pull the card for the coronavirus, and that all ceased, and now everybody just turns to the government for help when they were anti-government, and now they're like, please come up with a vaccine. You know, as far as here in Kansas, it's pretty basic. There's not a lot of cases. We pretty much have our freedoms, but people are here, people walk around with their guns on their hips and stuff, so I don't know, we're kind of old school. But I have a question aside from the coronavirus, like for Paul, if he doesn't mind. I've been in all those, you know, those call-ins with Pastor Anderson Uncensored. I've been trying to get into that show for a long time. So can I ask him one question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Paul. So you did that Beyond Jordan video, right?
Yep.
And you know when you guys were trying to get through customs and you were having a hard time because it was the holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you guys ever make the connection between that and Matthew 24 when Jesus said, pray that your flight be not in the winter nor on the Sabbath day, so it'd be hard to travel and stuff? Did you make that connection while you were filming that video?
Yeah, I think Pastor actually answered that question in one of those episodes. But yeah,
oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. Okay. But that, yeah, I think for sure. I mean, definitely it's harder to travel.
Yeah.
During the holidays, it's harder to get around.
And as far as the thing you went through and deported, man, you're a gangster, man. That's amazing. I was in the military and I got accused of a crime I didn't commit. And this was before I was saved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I believed I was doing the right thing, defending my country and everything. So I was like, you know, if there is a God, why is this happening to me? You know, I'm not doing drugs and everything. And that was really hard to deal with, you know, basically being accused of something I didn't do. You know, when I got saved, it all made sense, you know, and they were saying you were a terrorist and trying to poison people. I just want to say, man, you're a gangster. And
awesome, man. Well,
I'm
glad you liked the film. I appreciate the compliment.
All right, man.
All right,
thank
man.
You.
Have a good day.
Hey, try in later for that contest, Joe.
All right. Later, man.
Have a good day.
All right, guys. So if you're just tuning in right now, we are going to be giving away these three books. We're going to be giving away a waterproof New Testament, which these things are awesome. We're going to be giving away a King James, his Bible, and his translators, a book by Lawrence Vance. And we're going to give away Texmar's last book, Psychopaths. So these are all awesome books that we're going to be giving away at the end of this stream. If you want to get these, all you have to do is sign up to our Patreon or order anything from the store and you'll be entered in for a chance to win. But I did want to play real quick one of these clips from Mississippi. And this is an older clip. This happened earlier this month, but I believe everything's still locked down. And so we're going to cue this up here and play it. So here we go.
Effective immediately today, April 7, 2020, the Greenville City Council puts in place an executive order that all church buildings close for in-person and drive-in church services until the Mississippi Shelter-in-Place Order is lifted by Governor Tate Reeves. Also effective today, the city of Greenville.
I mean, that is just crazy, isn't it, Dustin, that they're just shutting down these churches like this?
Yeah, I mean,
has now issued a citywide curfew. That curfew goes from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. daily until the Mississippi Shelter-in-Place Order is too lifted by Governor Tate Reeves.
Wow.
What a little pansy that guy is.
King James Bible Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Okay, so the King James Bible Baptist Church, is that in the same area?
Yeah, so that this is the guy that we're going to be talking to tomorrow. We have him booked on the show for tomorrow, so I'm going to show you a little clip about his church also. And I actually heard about this from you, Dustin. You sent me the clip of him outside of his church, and the guy is awesome. The guy is real fiery, and so it should be a great stream tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of stuff just forwarded to me, so we got a lot of things to kind of sift through. We got our a lot of calls out with a lot of different types of people, some doctors and some doctors. I know for sure there's a couple doctors that I've forwarded to you to get. I'm not going to name any names just to so we don't disappoint anybody, but there's a couple people out there that are we're trying to hear back from. We just got to try a little bit harder because there's good information out there which you're not going to get. What I've seen also with like you know, with that event 201, you know, they wanted to make sure that they shut down the kind of the criticism. And somebody showed me this video where it was Facebook, and it was just explaining how Facebook's basically shuffling this kind of stuff down to the bottom of people's feeds. And even maybe keeping, I don't know if they're keeping track, you know how that is, but whether people like their, like the conspiracy type of post here. So let me go to the chat here. We got a lot of people in the chat here. We got a few hundred, couple hundred.
And if you haven't seen this video yet, guys, make sure to check that out. That is Event 201. It's a video I made right when this kind of thing just kind of started blowing up. So I really hope you check out that little short video I made. It's definitely a great video.
So we got a couple people. So if you have any questions in the chat, just go ahead and tag me, Dustin Loan, and then we can address your questions. Most of the times, chats, people just going back and forth here. But, you know, it seems like people are just wearing a lot more mask currently, too. So I don't know. And it's not mandated at all. And some people, like, when they're working at their job, so it sounds like the employers are making people do it. So.
Yeah, I think employers are making people do it. But it was really refreshing at the protest today in Phoenix how there was probably like 400 or 500 people at the protests, and very few masks were being worn. So that was that was nice.
Well, so what was that like? So you went there, you just showed up. How did you?
Yeah,
hear about
I
it?
Mean, I'm going to talk about it more tomorrow because we can show some of the footage. But it was fun. I liked it.
Well, yeah, I couldn't go. I don't know. I'm not really into the protesting type of thing. So I don't really I've never been to a protest. So,
Well, I used to do a lot of them, you know, 10 years ago when the 9/11 truth and the anti-war stuff. I used to do those all the time. So it kind of brought me back.
Did you meet anybody?
No, not really.
Should have passed out some DVDs or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rain says that it's a requirement for employees at Albertsons, and masks are mandatory in any business, says Joe, in Philadelphia, customers and employees alike. So there's places where you have to put your mask on.
In Philadelphia? Wow.
Yeah, well, if he means Philly, it's Philadelphia. So full name. They said there's a $600 fine where they are if you don't wear a mask. I mean, come. And you know, it's interesting is this kind of shows. So the leadership is supposed to, like, they're getting a lot of their information from doctors. And what I heard that they're getting away from the World Health projections and actually going a little bit more with the real numbers. And so their advice is coming from doctors. And I don't know if there's any doctors that are actually – I've never heard any doctors say that the masks are effective. So why are they mandating these masks? And why are they – I mean, it just kind of shows what they're really about. And I think what they're really about is making asses out of everybody. I think – I'm not saying that if you're wearing a mask, you're an ass. But they think you are. Yeah. I think they think you are. Because they know that you're not keeping anybody safe. You know, you see these six-foot distances separating people, like, front to back. But there's, like, the lines are not 6 feet apart. So, you know, like, I mean, obviously that was just put together by some Walmart employee who thought they were doing the right thing or some employee at the mall. But, yeah, but look, according to here, there's, like, you know, 631 new deaths in New York. 175 New Jersey, Massachusetts, 103, Pennsylvania, 111.
What's Arizona? Let's go check
Arizona
that out.
Arizona's we only got
there's
three.
Nothing happening.
187 total. Yeah. So, but I heard rumors. You know, I don't pay attention to the news. So, like, how is this? I think if you pay attention to the news and if you listen to public radio, I think it's probably the worst if you listen to public radio. Because they're like public radio. If you listen to NPR,
yeah,
you can't be listening to us and listening to NPR. I think it's they're totally diametrically opposed. If you can listen to us talk, then how can you listen to NPR? And how can you listen to NPR if you can listen to us? Because NPR, it sounds like they are purposely trying to hypnotize you, like with their tones and their music and everything. I've just, you know, not. Talking about not being able to watch the news because it makes me physically ill, but like listening to NPR is the worst. And they, if you want to know just what not to believe, just turn in NPR, tune into NPR, and whatever they tell you, just mark it down. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to believe the opposite. I'm going to think the opposite because it's like you can pretty much because, okay, if you believe everything that NPR says, I'd say more than half of the stuff you're being lied to about. So half the stuff you're believing is a total lie, and you're just living your life believing a bunch of lies. But if you go with the opposite of what they say, then you're only believing, you know, only half of it, 49%. So 49% of the stuff you're believing is lies. So we're gonna live our lives like buying some lies somewhere along the line. I mean, people get on people that don't believe anything they hear. Like my grandfather said this. It just came back to me. He said, oh, man, I got to call my mom to ask me. Don't believe anything you hear. Only believe, darn it, my mom's going to get mad at me. This is like one of those things my grandfather told me. Don't believe anything. I'm going to have to call my sister or something. But, like, don't believe anything you hear. Don't believe half of what you, there was, like, read. But don't believe half of what you see either, you know. And I remember my grandfather was just telling me that when I was a little kid. He just, like, don't believe anything you hear. Or what, you know, and I guess that's my fault. I mean, that's my problem is because Grandpa kept telling me not to believe. He's a DC cop too. So he thought the NFL was rigged, and I think he's right today, but I don't know if it was back then, but he totally believed it was rigged. And I think he knew about the J question too, my grandpa.
All right. Well, we have a caller online. Dustin, if you want to take this call.
Hey, who am I talking to? You're on the air here at Framing the World.
Hey, Brother Dustin. It's Thomas from Faithful Word. How you doing?
What's up, Thomas? I'm doing well. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. So I heard you guys talking about, you know, different rules for masks. Were you guys inquiring about, you know, different workplaces and what they require?
Nah, but you can tell us.
Tell us.
Sure. Well, I'm at the SkyTrain project right by the airport, which is probably about a 10-minute drive from the church, maybe less. And every single worker is required to wear a mask. At all times. And if we don't wear a mask, we actually get sent home. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have to actually fill out a questionnaire saying, you know, if any of us feel sick, if we know anyone who's sick, if we have a sore throat, cough, runny nose. We actually have to answer a questionnaire twice a week. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, man. That's good insight.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, brother. Well, hey, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
All right, man. All right, well, let's play this clip because we're going to be having Pastor Hamilton on the show, or Ham, I don't know his name. We're going to find it out, but we're going to have him on the show. He's going to be a great guy. So listen to this clip right here, and it'll give you a taste of who he is.
This church has been trying to hold drive-in services. That means prisoners remain in their cars during it, but cops showed up anyway and raided it.
This is King James Bible Baptist Church, where Pastor Hamilton, where I'm the pastor of the church at. I'm a good citizen. Ain't breaking no law, ain't selling no drugs. I'm just preaching the word of God. And look at all these police cars here.
That was Pastor James Hamilton you heard on the tape. We're happy to have him on with us tonight, along with Kelly Shackelford, president of the First Liberty Institute. Thanks so much for coming on, both of you. First to you, Pastor, what exactly were you doing wrong?
We weren't doing anything wrong. We was abiding by the CDC guidelines that the city of Greenville had put in place, also the state of Mississippi. Our members of the church was inside of their cars, had the windows up, and I was preaching the word of God. So no one was outside, and also we had cars at a distance, and so and try to break it up.
So we're going to have this guy tomorrow, right? So
yeah.
I think I probably have to, like, tidy up a little bit. This guy seems like...
He's going to be great.
Yeah, maybe we're collar.
Well, it's totally outrageous. Kelly Shackelford, I assume that when this happened, every civil rights...
Greenville is just massively unconstitutional. It targets churches in a way that it targets no other group. So cars and parking lots are fine. It's only a crime if the cars in the parking lot are at the church parking lot. And, I mean, look at last night. You had probably 6, 7 or so cars there for the church. That because of these orders, because of that local order in Greenville, Mississippi, that his rights were suspended.
Those
are the specific words he used.
So we got to keep pausing it because you can't just run these videos like this. So we have to comment somewhat. So, like, this isn't, like, happening everywhere. This is just happening in certain jurisdictions because, like, as we saw in Michigan, like, that was, like, one particular governor who had, it gets to be like an ego contest with these people where if you don't follow their orders, then all of a sudden, you know, they're just going to dig in and double down. So maybe that's not happening everywhere quite yet, but it just shows what kind of leaders are out there and what they're willing to do. So what do you think, Paul?
Yeah. Well, let's keep playing this.
Mm-hmm. Like, your constitutional rights are gone now. Well, I don't know what country he thinks he's living in, but your rights aren't suspended. And I would just tell any church that has any of these issues or whatever, we have a lot of this information. Go to firstliberty.org. Just spell out First Liberty. It'll tell you that you do have rights, that we want to follow the CDC guidelines. We don't want people to be injured in any way, and that's what this church
did. Course.
That doesn't give people the right to discriminate against churches and treat them in this kind of way.
Well, of course it doesn't. So, Pastor, I mean, I'm not against liquor stores, but liquor stores don't answer the question, what happens when you die, which is something maybe it would be nice to know now that people are dying from this pandemic. How do you feel that liquor stores get to continue, but you can't celebrate Easter in church?
I think of it like this. I believe that liquor, beer have killed more people than the coronavirus ever would. And so it's a sad case in America. Who ever thought that we would have a government in Greenville that would pass such a law that would allow the liquor stores to have curbside service, but would come to the church and try to disrupt a church service? I would have never dreamed in 1,000 years that America, the home of the brave and the land of the free, will ever pass such law that would consider a liquor store essential, but a church non-essential. I am shocked.
So 87,000 Americans died of alcohol last year. This epidemic is projected to kill 60,000. So you're absolutely right, technically. Factually, you're right. I just want to go out on this. I would like to know, and if you know the name, I hope you'll say it on the air, who made this decision to let liquor stores get a pass but hassle your church with armed police officers? What politician decided that was a good idea?
This is something that Pastor McMurtry was saying, that they have a reason for allowing people to get their booze is because if alcoholics don't get their booze, man, they're gonna go haywire. So it's their way of, because they don't want the alcoholics for decades, is that they want to antagonize people so they can get them. This is the theory that, and it's also supported by documents put out. And if I was really savvy, I could pull it up really fast. It was like from 10 years ago. And somebody shared it with me, and I don't keep bookmarks, but so that they try to push the people into a situation where once the people get fed up, then they start getting a little bit more rowdy, and then they start collecting, and they start getting a little bit more annoyed, a little short tempered, and then this goes back to some CIA stuff, you know, where they can put in agent provocateurs and the anonymous, and then that allows them to bring in the riot police. Now, am I saying that's where we are now? No, but that when these numbers don't seem to be going down. So if what's going to happen with the lockdown is determined by how many numbers, how we level the curve, or how the curve gets flattened, like, then it looks like we're going to continue, because it's going to have to flatten where basically we're not going to see that many new cases, or that many, but we're still getting new cases. So the idea is, like, if you they don't want the drunks worked up, they want the sober people, they want the regular people to get worked up if they're going to crack down so they can enforce the law. So. But yeah, so talking about that, I think that's what Pastor McMurtry was saying, is that, you know, they don't want to see a bunch of, drunks riding. That's not the objective, I don't think.
Yeah. Let's finish out this clip.
He's a supporter of Joe Biden. He made a decision that because most of the, virus was coming, was linked to, he said, to the churches. So that's why he came down very hard on the churches to not have drive-in service. I can tell you, when 20-plus cars came to our church, we felt, not just me, we felt intimidated. We felt frightened. And I heard about this in China. I heard this about in communist country, but I never thought that I would feel so afraid and my people would feel so frightened and intimidated by police officers.
So you hear about civil rights violations. This is an actual civil rights violation. Pastor, thanks so much for coming on. Kelly Shackelford, we appreciate your coming, too. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to have him on the show tomorrow, guys. So make sure you tune in to tomorrow's show as well. It should be a good stream. He seems like a great guy. His name, the name of the church is King James Baptist Church or King James Bible Church or something like that. So he seemed like a great guy. Make sure to support us on Patreon. If you do, you'll be entered in for a chance to win one of these three books. So all you have to do is subscribe to our Patreon account. It's really easy. It only takes a few minutes. And just $1 a day, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win Tex Mar's new book, Psychopaths. We're doing a giveaway of the King James, his Bible, and his translators. And a waterproof New Testament, which is awesome as well.
Oh, I upped my thing. Did you notice?
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. Well, you have a chance to win then.
Okay, enter me in. Cool. Well, I have to enter me in, so you have to give me the...
Also sponsored by Our House. And so make sure clean stuff and everything. So make sure to check out Our House.
You can put that in the
chat.
Yeah,
I'll put that in the chat.
Yeah, so, a lot of people are kind of going back and forth, so...
Well, if you guys want to call into the show, make sure you call in. We'd love to hear your few videos that we're going to play, but basically we're just trying to keep this thing going. And so trying to have a live stream as many days as we can, you know, while we can do it. I know everyone's busy, and so I really appreciate everyone tuning in.
Yeah, it seems like our stream isn't running so hot either. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know either. So,
all right, well, hopefully we do well with Pastor Hamilton. Was that his name? It comes down to, because personally, I do not see anything happening. I'm not doing anything different. I fight the urge to offer handshakes, but I kind of refuse to do that. And maybe I'm just the jerk where I want to shake people's hands. Isn't that funny? Like, I'm the jerk because I want to shake hands with people. So, you know, and even the people who think that this is a reasonable course of action, one day they're just probably going to wake up and go, you know what? Enough's enough. You know, I want to shake people's hands. I want to go visit. Like, if I quarantined myself for 2 weeks and Paul quarantined himself, my family, my wife and kids, and Paul and his wife and kids, if we just quarantined and just we had already stacked up our food and we had the toilet paper and we're just in our house allowed to do something like that, it just seems like there's no, you can't a potential leak where one person got the virus, and so therefore it just spoils everybody and we got to start all over again. So call in. The number is 480-519-4999. Help us out here. We just shot from the hip with this show. Take any notes what he wanted to talk about. He got the, just throw something out, Paul. Let's just do it, man. What's on your
mind?
Well,
I do have these videos ready to go. So I wanted to play a few more videos and just kind of show you the craziness that's happening in our country right now. And so here's a video right now where this guy went to the park and he's getting arrested for going to the park. It's like, what in the world? So let's check out this video and it's crazy.
Police are apparently arresting a dad for throwing a ball to his daughter.
It was a former city council member who could not believe what he was recording.
In a park of about, I don't know. I
can't believe it either. What is he using?
30, 40 acres. But apparently that is not allowed by Brighton.
Well, if you don't give us your information, we're going to put you in handcuffs in front of your six-year-old daughter.
Matt Mooney is the 33-year-old dad who assured his daughter they were doing nothing wrong when police approached and told them they were violating the state's social distancing guideline.
She's like, Daddy, I don't want you to get arrested. And, you know, at this point, I'm thinking, there's no way they're going to arrest me. You know, there's no way. This is insane. And, you know, so I'm telling her, I'm like, don't worry, Daddy's not going to get arrested. You know, I've done nothing wrong. You know, don't worry about it. And then they arrest me.
The sign at Donaldson Park says,
so you
closed,
think these cops,
but in smaller print says, in groups of...
Paul, you think these cops, like, have... because they're not wearing masks.
No more than four persons... Parks remain open for walking.
Yeah, they're all up in there without their mask on. So it seems like they know how silly this is. Pillar and Grounds in the chat. What's up, Pillar? What's up, Pete? Everybody knows your name's Pete. Granite Howitzer went to the cannabis shop and came straight home like a good person. There you go. That's good. Went straight home and... Don't share that joint, man, because, you know, you'll just spread the virus. So keep it to yourself.
All right. I wanted to just really quick say thank you to the four people who are supporting us on Patreon or pre-ordered for this giveaway. I want to say thank you to Wendy, Jason, Kendrick, and Parkos. So thank you, guys.
All right. So... Let me just kind of get into the mindset here. So what...
Do you want to finish this clip?
Yeah, you know, I just don't want to roll too hard with these clips because I don't want you to get a strike. That's the only thing is if we have to just kind of keep them short. We got to find out what the rules are with that. So the guy got arrested. He got hustled a little bit by the cops.
Yeah, and we got someone on the line too.
Okay, cool. Let's talk to them.
Okay. All right, you're live with Framing the World.
Is it Pete?
Midland, Texas.
Hey, Midland. Who are we talking to?
Jacob.
Jake? So you're
yes, sir.
You're in between Fair and Midland, Texas. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
In Midland, Texas.
I actually work for the Parks and Recreation over here.
So they shut the park down or what?
You know, it's been kind of a joke. We had to go around and spray, like, pretty much pool shock on stuff and take the swings down because the kids wouldn't stop playing on the swings. But other than that, I mean, it's just free reign.
So anybody can just walk around? I heard that if you rest between sets a little too long while you're doing your sit-ups, like, they'll come.
I have to go between every single park, like, every day for the past probably ever since this started. And I'm regularly just a mechanic, but they pulled me off of that to do this. And it's pretty much just a joke. Some people are taking it where they're, you know, they're wearing masks and stuff. But for the most part, you just got a bunch of women walking around doing their yoga. And it's been a big vacation for most folks around here.
Well, that's another thing. But let's ask you real quick. What do you think about this virus? Do you think it's something that we should be concerned about? Or do you believe... Okay, so it's a faux pas to say that there's no coronavirus, even though coronavirus has been defined as the common cold in old textbooks, you know, and that we've talked to doctors and, you know, scientists who have opinions about whether there's even a bad strain of coronavirus that people can catch. But let's not even talk about that. But do you think that if it were the case that the numbers would be so bad that justify any of this response? Do you think it should be like no response? Like, if you were the president, what do you think would be?
I'm with Pastor McMurtry on that one. I would have, you know, hey, that's small government, you know, local areas do, you know, that's on them. But honestly, I don't think that anything would have stopped it, you know, a huge outbreak like this, or, you know, supposedly there was nothing they could have done about it. They took it too slow anyway.
By the time,
you know, they took any kind of quarantine things. When they did do stuff, it was just real lackadaisical, mostly just like the stuff that I sprayed on there. The only reason they told me to spray it on there and I had to spray that specific one is because it said it had on the list of viruses that it killed was coronavirus. And I was like, well, not even the CV-19, you know, thing that's, you know, making the news. This is just the common cold. But they said, no, we have to do it because it looks good on paper.
Yeah.
So that's just, you know, that's from my own standpoint. If this stuff was really, really nasty, I'm pretty sure I would have caught it by now because of what we had to do. They didn't give us any kind of protection.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I'm kind of just flustered with the whole thing. Like, it seems like everybody's kind of just getting a little bit worn down with the whole thing. Like, it's just, you know how, like, you can, when the Olympics are going on, it gets interesting to, like, count the gold medals and what's up next and what is that, 16 days? But by the end of the Olympics, you're happy that it's over, right? You're like, okay, let's just see the closing ceremonies. But, like, this has been going on a long time, and tracking all the numbers and all the different places, it just seems like it's just tiring. And maybe I've just had a long day, but I think I feel kind of worn out from the whole thing. Like, you don't even want to argue with anybody anymore. I think it's important that people get out there. I'm glad to see that there's people out there trying to do something to make a change, but I think that they're getting a lot of pushback too. Paul, what do you think is going to happen in Phoenix with that? Was there any pushback at all?
Well, I mean, if no one pushes back, then obviously it's not going to make any change.
No, so. I mean from the man. Was it total, like, no, there wasn't any, people weren't broken up or totally
no, 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 no. It was totally cool.
That's because we don't really have much.
Yeah.
So anything else, Jake?
I mean, yeah, it's just, I just figured I'd update you on the area around here. I'm pretty sure I think the end game is probably just to wear us down and see how far they can push us. I mean, the virus is a real thing, but I don't think it's
I don't think it's a plague by any means. But, so what do you think about this money that they're dishing out? this Trump money?
Oh, man, I don't know. I have to actually pay the, you know, I have to send money to them because I work two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to pay them, so they won't even cut me a check for a while. I think it's just to buy them time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I went to the Wally World and stuff. That's the only, all the mom and pop stores had to close until everything went to Wally World or, you know, the big box store. It always comes down to the money.
Does your Walmart sell guns? Do any Walmart sell guns?
I try to avoid Walmart, honestly. Just that way. It had some sporting goods for a while, but they really kind of been narrowing it back down to pretty much just shotguns and rifles and a few shells here and there. Really mostly just sporting stuff. Nothing.
Well,
fancy.
Thanks for calling in, Jake. Go ahead. And if you want to, what was the criteria? Buy anything from the store or become a Patreon? Yeah, anybody who buys from the store today at framingtheworld.com, you can buy a bar of soap or a citrus peeler, a book, a t-shirt, a DVD, and you'll be entered in to win. Are we just going to run three straight, one after the other, random generated name drawings?
The main prize is obviously the New Testament. This is the main prize. So we'll just give away all three, and I really appreciate everyone. We got the name. The wheel going here, so I appreciate Wendy, Jason, Kendrick, Parkos, Jeremiah, and Morgan. Thank you.
Oh, you got
so
them up
much.
There?
Yeah.
You got the wheel running?
Yeah, I got the wheel going. So we're gonna spin that at the end of the show.
Okay.
And we're gonna be giving away these books.
Cool. And my name too. You
yeah. But let's finish this clip real quick, guys, and then we'll move on.
Hiking, biking, running, and similar activities. Matt was just there with his wife and six-year-old. He says it was the officers who were violating social distancing guidelines.
During this whole contact, you know, none of the officers had masks on, none of them had gloves on, you know, and they're in my face handcuffing me, they're touching me.
I certainly don't think it's appropriate for a father to be handcuffed in front of his family.
Kirby Wallen took the cell phone footage and shared it with the problem solvers.
He's being taken away by the Brighton police for playing softball with his daughter in an empty park.
I think that there certainly needs to be an investigation of the incident and an explanation to the community.
If we're going to go ahead and start arresting people for no reason in front of their six-year-old daughter, you're just going to cause more problems later on.
Brighton police isn't commenting other than to say this case is under investigation. But Matt Mooney says this shouldn't be a complicated investigation. He wants a very quick and public apology. Rob Lowe, Fox 31.
Somebody in the chat says you should see the 2012 British Olympic opening ceremonies. You know, I had a thought that morning. Just type in the 2012 British Olympic opening predictive programming. That's what Eric G is telling us. I had that thought this morning. I don't know where it came from. Did anyone see the 2012 British Olympic opening? They planned this. Because I don't watch any of the halftime shows, but I think that they do that kind of stuff. Like, they're just a bunch of wizards that they're just out there performing their magic spells. They're putting people under some kind of spell. And I don't know if I told you I believe in the pre-trib rapture. Did I tell you that, Paul? Oh, you're not listening. You're doing the background stuff. So let me tell you why I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. So according to the Bible, you have what's called the transfiguration. What is it? The transfiguration, right? Is that what it is called? The gathering together of the saints, which is colloquially called the rapture. And what rapture just literally means is like being kind of caught up, you know? So, but when you think of somebody who's raptured, they're kind of, it's a mental state also. When somebody's enraptured, what they've been done is they've been taken away where there's a level of reasoning that no longer is active. So they're in a state of, it says here, a feeling of intense pleasure or joy, maybe ecstasy, bliss, euphoria, elation, exaltation, joy. So a lot of people think that there's the rapture, which is, you know, those are all those that's going to the real we'll be all caught up together, right? So we'll be caught up together in the clouds. So when you're caught up together, that is, it's going to be a great, joyous thing. I mean, all pain and suffering is just going to, you're going to be changed forever in a blink, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, right? But I believe before the tribulation, because I believe the moment of the, when we're changed, we're transformed to be like Christ and we meet him together in the air, that happens in the midpoint of Daniel's 70th week, which is after the sixth seal is open. So you have the first, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the four seals, then you have the saints are gone after, and they die for the cause of Christ, and then comes the sun and moon being darkened, and then that's what it's, everybody refers to as the rapture. But I believe before the tribulation happens, like, there's going to be a rapture. I think that the pre-tribbers are right, that there is a pre-tribulation rapture. But I think the whole world is probably going to be just put under a big spell. Not everybody, but I think there's going to be a thing where people are just totally kind of caught away. Because I think that's what they do with the media. I think they play with people's minds and they get them totally where they're doing things that are not even logically thinking about it. They're just emotionally drawn. And maybe some people rationalize because, you know, the smarter people aren't going to go with it, but they have to justify maybe. So they there might be a rationalization, because that's part of it, is that, like, if you just turn on the news, you listen to all the stats and all the figures and all the numbers and all of the data and stuff. But there's still accompanying with it that rapture event. So that's my theory of the pre-tribulation rapture. Let's see if that happens. But who knows?
I had no idea where you're going with that, man.
You follow what I'm saying, though?
No, I kind of. I think I do a little bit. But I don't believe in a pre-trib rapture.
I believe that the rapture is going to have to rapture. So Mike says I talk too much. Mike doesn't get to say that.
All right, guys. Well, make sure to support us on Patreon. We are going to be ending this stream in probably about 20 minutes. And so we're going to be giving away a waterproof New Testament. We're going to be giving away King James, his Bibles, and his translator's book. And we're also going to give away Tex Mar's last book, Psychopaths. So I really hope you guys check out those books at framingtheworld.com. We just got all those back into the store. And so I really appreciate everyone's support. We have, so far, we have... what is that? 3, 6, 7, 8 people in for the drawing. So thank you, Wendy, Jason, Kendrick, Parkos, Jeremiah, Morgan, Ed, and Jamie. You guys will have a chance to win those three things at the end of the stream.
All right. So people are like in the chat. They're like, "What the heck are you talking about?" So yeah, I believe in the what
yeah,
they call
the
mid trip.
Yeah. You said.
So I believe in the what everybody calls the rapture is the resurrection, you know, is the resurrection of the dead. I'm just, my Bible brain is not working, but I want to say the transfiguration, but I don't think that's the translation of the saints, that event, right? So
what does this have anything to do with what we're talking about?
Everything.
Okay.
What does it have to do with, we're just trying to fill some airspace, Paul. I mean, don't question me because it makes it seem weird. Okay, so I mean, just throwing out. I mean, we can switch places, but I don't know how to do your job. So, So I believe before the Great Tribulation happens, before the opening of the first seal, I think there's going to be like where people are going to be kind of just generally put under a spell, and you're like, it's put under a spell, but you don't realize like the Bible tells us to be sober, and that means be alert, and like there's people like, and I've talked about hypnosis, and I believe that the media and what's happening. In our general, just in the general mainstream of the minds of people, whether they're watching sports, which isn't happening now, or listening to pop music, or just watching all the television and the advertisements, I believe that their minds are being filled with all kinds of imaginary stuff that doesn't even exist anywhere except for in the minds of the producers and the creators of Hollywood, that, And their objective is to put people in a state of sleep. And even though they're awake and they're going through their regular days and they can have conversations, that part of their minds are being put to sleep. So I believe before the rapture, before the tribulation, before the, you know, all those seals are opened up, that they're going to initiate what I call the pre-tribulation rapture, where everybody's enraptured. They're under a spell. And then they're going to open, then the seals are going to be opened up. Then you have the post-tribulation rapture, where the resurrection happens. The saints are taken to the clouds to be with Jesus Christ. And then the Lord comes to pour out his wrath upon the earth. So that's what I mean. I'm using the word rapture in a way that is a little bit more literal, because rapture is not a Bible word, but it has been adopted by Baptists as to mean the resurrection. And I don't care about whether that is, but I think it's interesting, because the word rapture actually literally means to be kind of caught away in like a bird. So like a bird takes away its prey, but I think it's more of a mental rapture.
Gotcha, man. All right. Thanks for explaining that.
I can go deeper, though.
Yeah, I think you could. So, all right. I do have one more clip that I wanted to play. Well, I have two more clips. So, but one clip I wanted to play is de Blasio. Is that how you say his name? From New York. This guy is just telling people to snitch on your neighbors and stuff. So I'm going to play this clip real quick and just show you this craziness that's going on. And then we have a caller also after this clip.
New York City, as you know, has banned large gatherings, and now Mayor de Blasio is asking New Yorkers who see anyone violating the social distancing order to report them.
When you see a crowd, when you see a line that's not distanced, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can get help there to fix the problem. And now it's as simple as taking a photo. All you got to do is take the photo.
This guy.
And put the location.
I want to report something. That reporter that introduced him, I think that's a man. Can we report trannies?
This, and we will make sure that enforcement comes right away.
New Yorkers can text the photos to 311-692 or submit them through the 311 app, and police will respond to the location.
Yeah, Adam's apple. So, yeah, man.
All right. Well, we have someone on the line. So, thank you for calling Friend in the World. What do you got for us?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling from from First Works Baptist Church over here in LA. My name is Marco Sanchez, and I just wanted to just from our point of view, what's been going on. But you know, lately, like, everything has been pretty chill here in LA. I mean, we're still meeting here in our church. We're, like, limiting to 10 people. But last night, pastor kind of, like, opened it up to, like, whoever wants to come. You know, basically, they can come if they want. And then also, like, you know, we're not actually allowed to hang out in the church right now. But, like, you know, before, you know, after the morning service, actually, we went out soul winning. You know, people were kind of, like, unreceptive. They were kind of scared. Like, people were, like, telling us, like, oh, you know, shoo off a little bit. But we still got two people saved. And then also, like, we went after soul winning, we went to go get some food, and then we just went to go hang out at a park, and, you know, that park was packed, and, you know, the cops, the police weren't telling us nothing, and, you know, there was park rangers there, people were, like, just walking around, they weren't even, like, practicing social distancing. So, you know, from our perspective here, like, I mean, I think people are just, like, pretty fed up with it. They already want this thing to end, and then they're just, like, they don't even care what's going on anymore, like, whatever the CDC says. They don't really care anymore. It's like they just want to go out and just live life. So that's what's been going on right here in SoCal.
Do you know is the news like flipping out about that? Are they snitching on people, or is it pretty much everybody's just tired of it and it's just kind of the spell's worn off, as I would say.
Yeah, like the neighborhood. I'm part of like a neighborhood watch, like, and there's like an app for it here, and where I live here in Long Beach. And there's, like, people, like, you know, they're saying, like, hey, you know, during Easter especially, like, you know, there's a family next door having, you know, an Easter egg hunt. And people are commenting, like, oh, you should report them to the police and then, you know, tell them that, you know, that they're not even social distancing. They're not following by the guidelines or anything like that. And then you have other people on there be like, they're like, hey, don't be a Karen, man. You know, just let them be. It's like, it's Easter. Let them enjoy their Easter. So you got two sides. You got an extreme side where they don't want to do anything about it, or you got the extreme side where they want to report everybody to the Nazi government or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not that bad. It's like really dying off over here.
Well, that's good to hear. What's it like for your work? Are you working from home?
No, I work security, so I work in private security. So right now everything's pretty chill as well. They just make us wear masks, but to be honest, we don't really take that seriously.
Wow, man, you're a good guy, man. You're security, neighborhood watch, you know, but you're not turning anybody in or anything.
I'm going to turn in the real bad guys.
Yeah.
Now.
Hey, so are they? What about the police? Are they? Do you see their presence, like just on a? Like, are they still patrolling, or do you think they kind of just they're practicing social distance? They're working from home.
No. Yeah, it's funny because I work the property that I work at is like it's part of a ghetto neighborhood. There's like a bunch of Bloods and Crips, mostly Crips there, right? And so we're always in contact with the police, and you know, the police came and they don't even take it seriously. You know, they're like up close to us when they have to get their information. They don't even wear their mask. So, I mean, the police, they're not even taking it seriously as well.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. To ask your pastor, give us a call. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Right. He's got it. He just wants to see what happens so he can like formulate his full picture. Response. It's too quick to call, I think. So.
He was supposed to be on today, no?
No, I don't. No, that's another pastor. No, I haven't talked to him about it. Has he talked about it from the pulpit?
Nah, to be honest, he's sick and tired of it. I think the whole church is just sick and tired of this whole COVID thing.
That's his thing these days. He likes that Raising Cane's. So. Yeah, all okay, cool, man. I saw this this meme on Facebook, except for I can't find it. And it basically has a picture of a person wearing a mask, and then it says that, this is pretty much the picture of, how somebody would express their willingness to forego their freedom of speech, you know? It's just like, put a mask. It's like people have a muzzle or a gag on them, you know? So... All right, Marco. Thanks for calling in, man. God bless you.
Yes, sir, Brother Dustin. Good to talk to you.
Have we met before in person?
Yeah. I think we met at the Indio soul winning trip.
I recognize your voice, but I don't know if I'm putting the right face to it. So.
Yeah, we both like root beer, so.
You're dang right, man. Sweet. All right, brother. We'll see you next time.
Have a good one.
And who doesn't like root beer?
I know. You're absolutely right. So did you ever see that that person wearing mask, freedom of I don't know how to search for memes, but we got somebody else on the line here. Who do we have, Paul?
Hey, man. This is Greg from North Carolina.
What's up, Greg?
I was going to tell you guys about a video I saw from have you ever heard of Stephen Molyneux? I don't really...
Yeah, he's a homo, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't endorse him or not. He's like an atheist, but a philosopher. But he did an interview with a Dr. Shiva Adderai.
Yeah, my sister sent me a video, and I've got like a stack of videos to watch. So actually, so this Shiva guy.
We're trying to get the Shiva guy on.
Yeah.
So we just haven't been successful yet, but we're going to get him, hopefully.
Yeah, I just... Was that the last one I watched? Yeah, it's on my list. So tell me, Greg, what's up with this Shiva character? I mean,
The most interesting thing I thought that he said was, he said we're in the middle of a massive marketing campaign right now, whereas Event 201 was like the initial testing and rollout, and right now we're in the beta phase, and the gold phase is next year, when you know. The second wave comes around, and you got to get your immunization ID, or we're going to have to lock the economy back down again. And I thought that was a really interesting, a really interesting theory. But up in that video, he explained how the big vaccine, big pharma, big medical, how all that came about and how they set all this up. And it was really interesting. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more going on than just that. I mean, there's like 400 birds they're killing with this one coronavirus stone. But it was a really interesting video. I thought you guys might like it.
No, I think it's a weapon. I think this is a weapon that they're using. It's a leverage technique. It's something that it's pretense, you know. It's I mean, I don't know if you believe that the buildings on 9/11 just fell free fall speed, and the third building that wasn't even struck by an airplane, building number 7, that it could fall at total free fall speed without being struck by an airplane. But the other two towers, 110 story towers, that they fell, as it appears to be a controlled demolition, and that it was all done by the terrorists, these 19 hijackers and their
box cutters,
and that they were, you know, at strip bars before, and like they, now who knows whether they were just put up there like Oswald, were just at the wrong place at the wrong time. They thought they were doing some kind of drill, like which happened, I think, for those people on the London bombings on 7/7. Like those people realized that they were kind of caught in a drill, I think. So they use these people as a drill. And the next thing you know, the buildings are falling. And then so the buildings fell, clearly. Some people say the planes were just CGI planes. I don't know if they even have tech. I mean, that would be crazy if they had that kind of technology. If they had that kind of technology then who knows how they could lie to us now. How would we know if they're doing that kind of like deep type of like TV manipulation? I mean, that's the theory. That's what people are saying. 2001, here we are 20 years later. I'm sure they can do some pretty high-tech, sophisticated stuff to make look like things are happening that aren't happening. But that's all speculation. But what I'm saying is that if there are that some of this stuff's probably working out like as it appears to, but some of that stuff's just fluffed up. But the whole objective is, like you said, to kill many birds with one stone. So if they were going to set this up and launch this type of plan that starts out in phases, and you have the beta phase and the starting phase, and it rolls out, they're going to maximize because they've planned it, you know. So I've done carpentry. Like if I were to build a desk or something, or build a deck, or, you know, there's certain things you don't want to paint yourself into a corner. So you have to think many steps ahead. And so you want to figure out how to do things in such a way where you maximize your time and you're not wasting materials and you're getting it done. And if you have other projects you can do while you're waiting for the paint to dry, I mean, it's just simple reasoning that if they have an objective, they're going to try to schedule things out in such a way where they're going to maximize their resources, not waste materials or time or labor or any of those things. But, you know, they're trying to push forward an agenda of slavery, I think, is the end game. So,
yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts. Here in North Carolina, I mean, I'm still going to church. Our church is still meeting, but a lot of churches are just shut down, doing the parking lot thing, some of them.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I think that's how that Michigan protest was, is that they basically sat in their cars. So they're still they're not staying home, but they're not in situations where they can spread a virus. So they're still being safe and practicing social distancing, which is interesting. Just that concept of social distancing. Because I don't think they use I think these words have many meanings, you know. I mean, social is like society is, you know, that's people coming together. I remember being in school and we had a subject called social studies, and that's how people interact together, you know. So then you have, you know, they can control society by how people interact with each other. And what they've done is they've initiated a plan called social distancing, which makes people separate from each other. And I think that's not good for your health. You know, that's not good for it's not good for your mind, mental health. If you've already are watching a bunch of zombie movies and you're afraid of people already, and then the next thing you know, they take it up another level and ratchet it where you're just afraid to even just get in proximity with people. Like, how would we ever band together and like do something as a society? Like, people used to build barns together. The Amish are still probably doing that, but I don't even know. If anybody is an Amish person listening, can you, if you know an Amish, write them a letter and ask them to write us a letter and tell us how it's going for you.
Yeah, maybe we should all take a hike down there to the Amish country.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, Paul. Have a good one.
You too, man. All right, guys. Well, we're going to be wrapping up this stream here in a few minutes. I do want to play one more clip. And so before we do that, play that clip, I want to remind people, this is your final chance to be entered in for a drawing to win one of these books, Tex Mar's new book, Psychopaths. We got King James, his Bible, and his translators, which is a fantastic book, and a waterproof New Testament. So we're going to be giving those away to the people that sign up. So basically, all you have to do is sign up to our Patreon account, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win one of these books. So make sure you sign up to our Patreon account. It only costs $1 a month, and you'll get a chance to win one of these books tonight. Or just buy anything off the store. Doesn't matter the cost, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win as well.
So, you know, the Vatican has a telescope, Paul?
No.
It's called, it was originally called Lucifer, but it's now called Lucy.
Mm.
And you haven't heard about that?
No.
It was like a large binocular telescope. Oh, man, I wish I could find the acronym. It was, it spells out something, right? So let me look it up real quick, see if I can find it.
Well, while you look that up, we have a caller on the line. So we're going to – you are live with Framing the World.
Hi, guys. It's Pete from New Jersey.
Okay, oh, Pete. Night. Listen to this, Pete.
Oh, good night.
Okay, so
– hold on. Paul, I'm trying to tread lightly here. I'm really – I'm calling with fear and trembling.
Okay.
I love the stream. That's all.
Pete, listen. Okay, so as Popular Science explains, Lucifer is an acronym for the instrument's lengthy title – Large Binocular Telescope Near Infrared Utility. So I don't know how you get in. I see the
yeah,
L.
That doesn't sound like Lucifer to me. But
okay, listen. Large Binocular Telescope Near Infrared Utility with Camera. There's the C. So the utility. Large Binocular Telescope Near. Let me just go ahead and zoom this in here for the people. Lucifer. Large, there's the L, binocular
again,
telescope,
guys,
near
again.
Infrared utility with camera and integral field unit.
What is this?
I'm just going to show you something here, man. Isn't that crazy how they just turned that into Lucifer, right? That's what they
tried so hard to name their telescope Lucifer.
But okay, so what I heard is that the COVID, remember how we were like, what does COVID mean, right? Like, and I was like making jokes of it, is that COVID supposedly means coronavirus disease, right? But so what does COVID stand for? It means it stands for coronavirus disease, right? But I've heard somebody say that it stands for certificate of vaccination ID. Have you heard that before, Paul?
Yeah, I have heard that, but yeah. I mean, that's just, they're just re
Yeah, I know. But I just wanted to point out, like, they could have done something like they did that whole Lucifer thing. That was anyway, so.
All right, P, what do you got for us, man?
What's up, man?
Well, I wanted to respond to what Dustin was talking about before, where people were kind of, like, losing him a little bit, but he was talking
about.
Are
you talking about are we going back to the after the tribulation?
He was talking about the people being, like, entranced or, like, enraptured. And like a metaphor.
Why here? I think a lot of people are still a little confused over that. Why don't you explain?
Well,
explain exactly what he said.
I thought it was an interesting point, but the reason I called, well, basically what I got from what Dustin is saying is that in the end times, obviously there's not going to be a pre-tribulation rapture, because we know the Bible says that the rapture happens after the tribulation. But the Bible does say that Well, this is the verse that I thought of when that came to mind when Dustin was talking. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2, because here's the thing. We do know that God can be a source of delusion for people and also Satan. So we have two higher, you know, seats of authority that are able to, like, cause delusion. But in this case, it's God sending the delusion, and he says, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. So, and I think I was talking to Dustin about this. It's interesting that God sends people delusions that so they will just be further, you know, ensnared. I don't think he does that maliciously. I think they've already deluded themselves, and he just kind of gives them a little push along that road. But the Bible also talks, you know, it talks about Babylon in Revelation 18, that by her sorceries were all the nations deceived. So I think Dustin's right that, like,
okay, thanks for calling in. We'll just stop it right there. That's all we need, the clip. We just got that much. Hey, so listen, I'm gonna let you continue, but I just wanted to point out is that it's all done by consent. God's not making anybody, like, he's not forcing anybody into some state of stupid. Like, people just choose it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. So, basically, you know, I think it's clear that people will be like, because I thought it was clear you weren't talking about some, like, pre-tribulation, like, dispensational other rapture, but just kind of like a state of mind that the people are in. And the problem is, like, when you willingly allow deception into your mind to make you more comfortable, or, you know, to alleviate some fear, it's a fearful thing to understand the nature of, like, 9/11, for example. So you kind of turn that, you know, detective part of your brain off and just kind of accept the story. But, you know, so they're creating this atmosphere in their minds for, like, pre-tribulation people and, you know, pre-trib rapture people, apostate Christians, great falling away type of people, you know, anybody who doesn't believe on Christ. Like, they're creating this, like, this place in their mind that so whatever they see in the future, it's going to, like, they're going to see it in that kind of worldview or that frame, whatever happens in the future. And they're just going, you know, it's whatever they see, it's going to bolster their opinion or their delusion. And you even see that now. You know, I want to talk to you, but, you know, just by, for the record, so I have three family members now who've been diagnosed with COVID.
Oh, wait, you're switching
right?
it up? Are you switching
because
the subject?
I'm like,
you came in with one thing, and then you just spin around, fake left, went right. What's
framing
up with
the
that?
World? Because, I enjoy the stream, and I have to, like, bite my tongue from calling in often, all right? So, like, you got to give me some leeway here. But, you know, I just always think it's interesting, like, your point of view, Dustin, on, like, what's happening in, like, the psychological bounds. Like we see what's happening on, like, on television. We see what's happening around us. We see people at the stores wearing masks and gloves, and people don't want to approach one another. And by the way, I retired the mask today. I'm not going to wear the mask anymore. I think it's like detrimental for your health and for your psychological well-being. But, you know,
yeah, don't take the test. Whatever happens, don't take the test.
Well, so I do have three family members that were, you know, that contracted it allegedly, but they were also, you know, quite nervous about it beforehand too. And so I'm just, you know, it's kind of interesting just seeing everything play out. It's right where I am in New Jersey. There's a lot of cases of COVID-19.
Well, now family members, Pete, let me interview you real quick. So your family members, are they all previously in good health?
These three are previously in good health.
No underlying conditions. So they're still alive.
So yeah, they basically were, you know, they were a little tired for a few days.
Everybody, just so you know, Pete told me this already, and I just asked him to just text me the pictures of the bodies when they go.
Yeah.
I didn't say it that way, but I just said, let me know when they die. But because I'm insensitive.
Okay, because here's – and I'll get off the phone for you guys. But, like, Pete, there's kind of, like, a little bit of a debate, right? Like, oh, man, it's the judgment of God. It's like, oh, no, it's a total conspiracy. It's a hoax.
Yeah.
It was – made in a lab, or actually it's not even real. But like, either way, I still believe that it's something that God allowed and that God did and that his hand has played a large part in. But like, the Bible says the goodness of God leads thee to repentance. I think like this really hasn't been that bad for Americans by and large. I mean, overall, it might have been a blessing to Americans, depending on the way you look yep. at it. I mean, look at all the Americans that got to spend more time with their family. I don't think they're Americans aren't starving on the streets, you know, right now. And I know there's a lot of people in you know, financial straits right now. But, you know, even God can use that kind of thing for good. And what I'm hoping is that God will, like, people realize, like, hey, this isn't the hammer that God could bring in the future. Like, if, you know, they see, like, God, okay, maybe God allowed this virus, but it allowed my door every morning. It's beautiful weather. You know, the sun came up. God made a beautiful world. It, you know, it's my mood has been good, but it's almost like God is saying to America, like, I, you know, I want you to choose between a curse and a blessing. You know, it's like he wants them to see, like, I gave you this time with your family. I gave you some time to slow things down. I gave you some time to think about things and, like, the future of your country and of your family. And it's like, it's either, you know, coronavirus death in the future, or, you know, you can see God and, you know, like, praise, be appreciative for what he's given you. Things like your family, your wife, your children, you know, your, the earth, you know, the, your, you know, salvation.
Well, you definitely got to, you got to be able to do that. I mean, that, I believe that God can do one event, one thing, and it can work in everybody's heart, all the things that are connected to what actually has happened. I do not attribute smoke and mirrors to God. I don't think God is the one. He allows people to do that, and there are smoke and mirrors, but the images that people are fabricating and playing on the imaginations of men and stuff like that, that's a lie. I don't believe God's in any lie, but I believe whatever happens, as he can work in anybody's life, and we can just decide to go in this direction towards God, and we can have the right attitude or not. You know, people who are spending more time at home with their spouses and their children, some people are being abused because they're better off not being in that situation, you know. So the same event can fall upon two people, and depending on who they are and their circumstances, you know, it's going to initiate some kind of response, you know. So I think it's important, because this show is not about despair. This is not, I'm not worried about any of it. I'm pretty much counting on all things working together for good in my life. I feel like this has been a pretty good time for me. I got a good deal on a house because of it. I mean, I don't know if I told you about that, but yeah, so there's things that could come of it, and you just got to keep moving along and doing the right thing. Obviously, not everything's the same as it was 2 months ago, but you can choose what you're going to do. Vaccines are coming down the road. You're going to choose what you're going to do with that situation. But we know that.
Yeah, and I don't buy into any, like, I don't consent to fear over forced vaccines, because I don't believe we'll ever see a day where a needle is forcibly injected into our arm, even if they might lead you to believe that, like, they give you the impression that it's mandatory, but you always have to consent somewhere, and there's always an out. So Pete, we just need to look for the out.
Yeah, I think that's true. Hey, Pete, Paul, can you, I didn't even plug that in. Thanks.
Hey, Dustin, can I ask you one thing before I go?
Yes.
Here's what I want to know, what you think, Dustin. I want to know where you think sorcery and wizardry has its part in all of this COVID-19 business.
They want to paint a picture, you know, and it's just an old sales tactic. It's the shill in the audience saying, hey, I bought that stuff, I'll buy five, or something like that. And then that creates, like, a certain type of thing in the people's minds where their response is different. So I think with the media is whatever the government's doing, or whatever is being pushed along that way, is the media. If you look at the word media, like the word medium, it's an in-between. It's a place in which ideas are floated. So it's kind of an etheric realm, right? Now we see it manifested in the people standing, like me, for example. I guess you could say this is media, right? But I'm just sharing ideas. You're sharing your ideas. But ideas are moving through this media, this medium of us, right? And then you got people who channel spirits. Those are called mediums. But the media is what it's doing is it's taking the story that the government is doing. It's not just saying this is what the government did today. It is painting it in such a light, in such a way that causes people to respond in a way that the government, and we can say whether it's the government or whether it's just the big corporations or the bankers or, you know, the people who have the special interest in our government, we can all speculate on where the powers truly are. But I think it's spiritual wickedness in high places. And I think they have their hand in the media, and the media has painted this picture. And it just starts with this guy, man. You know, this Chinese guy. They just show you a picture, a Chinese doctor whistleblower, the face of speech suppression, and all these bad things happen to this guy. You know, they just show you a picture of him with the doctor's mask. And with his stethoscope, he probably has a stethoscope, and now he's on a ventilator, respirator, and coronavirus, you know? And then you're like, oh. And it creates a response in your brain, and your brain fires between its neurons, and it associates whatever. Everything you know about communist China and everything you know about doctors and respirators, and they're putting these images in your mind. So that's, I believe that there's total sorcery in it, and that they're not necessarily interested in and just giving you the truth, because the truth is what is, and what's, you know, God is presenting to you those things that truly come to pass. But these people are not showing you what's truly come to pass. They're showing you a lie, in my opinion. I believe it's a lie. They show you all kinds of stories about Osama bin Laden and all these things, Lee Harvey. Does anybody in the media today just say, oh, yeah, 9/11 was an inside job, we figured it out? No, nobody you turn on the TV in the news is going to say, hey, you know what? We're here to report. Joe Johnson here. Is there a Joe Johnson that I know? I hope not. Joe Jones. No, I know Joe. Joe Johnson here with ABC News, and I'm just here to report to you today. I watched this interesting video where these engineers were saying that buildings don't fall that way. So everybody at home, I want you to know that those buildings, they couldn't have come down because, you know, steel beams cannot be melted by jet fuel. And those are clearly, that's clear. Nobody in the media, nobody in the government, what they wanted to do. So where's the sorcery? Well, clearly in the media is the sorcery. That's, I think, now who's behind the media? Probably the people who tell the people in the media what to say. So I'm sure there's all kinds of people that are telling the, you know, because we've all seen these news stories. They just put them straight from, you know, their handlers. So that's
right. And that talks a lot about, like, the monolithic, like, control grid, like, you know, information running down. So you think it's actually, like, sorcerous in nature. Like, for example, like, you know, CNN or the mainstream media, when they're, like, especially knowingly lying, and, you know, they know that you're sitting in front of a TV with a flicker rate that makes you suggestible and, you know, causes your brain to not be able to differentiate between, like, reality and what you're seeing on TV, for example. So, like, that's actually – so when they're knowingly disseminating lies and like, a certain agenda, Edward Bernays, and you're talking about, you know, like, advertising, you're talking about social dynamics, you're talking about, like, the mass psychology of the people. So, like, do you believe that when God is talking about, like, sorcery, when he's talking about witchery and like, wizards, like, is it not always just, like, the guy with the beard and the wires? I realized that it was actually causing, like, this guttural reaction to me, like a sick type of feeling every time I just heard them say it. I wasn't sick otherwise, but that's when I decided, I was like, you know what, this is a spell, so I'm not going to listen to it. And a little, like, mind trick that I used was I just started, like, mocking the name of the virus and just calling it other funny things.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, like, you know, alleviated whatever, it kind of offset whatever I felt like was being being put into my mind. So, but whether or not it's real, the coronavirus thing, which I think it is real, I think there's something happening, there's some kind of, people are getting sick, but it doesn't change the fact that, like, you know, they get on top, they use that to basically cast and then, like, cast spells on top of it, it seems like. And, you know, I'm interested in the nature of like what the Bible teaches about what exactly is sorcery. Like what does God say that's sorcery? Or sometimes I wonder if certain music is sorcerous. Or, do you understand what I'm saying, Dustin?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I have what I believe it is. I mean, sorcery. You can look it up. I mean, let's see with the dictionary. Actually, I have the 1828. Let's look up the 1828 sorcery. Sorcery. Ready? All right. Magic, enchantment, witchcraft, divination, be the assistance of evil spirits or the power of commanding evil spirits. Right? Adder's wisdom. I have learned to fence my ears against the sorceries. Yeah, so it just says magic enchantment, right? So enchantment is kind of like what I was talking about a little bit. I think enchantment might be, if I can type. So, okay, the act of producing certain wonderful effects by the invocation or aid of demons or the agency of certain supposed spirits. The use of magic arts, spells, or charms, incantation. Now, here's the thing. We don't know what these devils are doing in our minds and, how they influence people on a daily basis, right? So I think Paul, the Apostle Paul, says that he had a messenger from Satan, which was in his flesh. So I don't know, how the devils or, how they can affect anybody, whether you're Christian or not. I know in when Jesus was walking the earth, that's when the talk of devils and spirits and unclean spirits was at its prime, and that the Bible talked about in the Old Testament a lying spirit in the ears of the prophets. I don't know where these prophets are getting these are prophets of God that were getting lying spirits coming to them. So, what's happened is that somehow people are being affected. And wonderful effects by the invocation or aid of demons. Dude, you got me lost there, man, because I can't see any of those things. I don't see how they're acting on us. I don't think anybody's preached on much of that. They say, we're not, we don't deal with that nowadays. I mean, there's people totally cracked out on drugs you can see some crazy people and think that they've got devils or anything, but we're not even talking about that. Is totally out in the open, but we're talking about these subtle things that are influencing people. I don't know if maybe it's the date, maybe the sorcerers at the top, maybe these black wizards are maybe they're the ones bringing in the devils, man. I'm a magician. I'm talking about Disney magic. I'm talking about Mary Poppins going across the stage with her little bag, and she sets it down on the bed, which looks like it doesn't have any sort of anything underneath of it, and she pulls out a 6-foot lamp, and she's pulling all these things out of her bag, which appears to the child, I will just say a child, because a child may totally be taken away by this, but somebody with a discerning mind is going to say, well, clearly this is a trick, right? So, but you see these things happen on stage shows. You see people getting sawn in half, or the girl disappears from the box, and he takes the hoop and there's no strings attached, and so you see all of these things, but in your mind you're thinking, okay, well, this is it's a forced perspective. They're forcing me to see something that my mind cannot break apart logically, so therefore there is a disconnect in my mind. So here's the sorcery, is that they've learned how to create a disconnect in people's minds, so what they force a perspective on somebody, so they think they're looking at something in a certain way, but it's only if you look at it from the way they present it to you. Now, the TV can do it all day long. You can't really do it in the real world. You can't just go up on the stage and say to Mary Poppins, let me see that bag. They would take you away because you would ruin the show, right? So obviously, you don't get to be in the news. You don't get to have – you're not Donald Trump or any of his people around if you're going to mess things up, right? So we know that people like us – they never tapped us on the shoulder to say, hey, we want you to be in the Skull and Bones. We think you would do great, because we would be like, wait a second, that's deceptive. But the people they allow to do this are the people they would allow to that would continue the deception. So with what they're doing is they're forcing a perspective on people, and then the people's minds say, I don't know, well, how else can it work, right? it's got to be magic, or it's got to be, I mean, he's got powers. He just totally, you know, it's like David Copperfield makes the Statue of Liberty disappear to those people that are sitting right over there in that grandstand. But that's where he puts them. He puts them in that position, and he has them look over in this direction, and, you know, and he does whatever he does. He gets up there and he talks and says the words, and who knows how much of it is hypnosis, because I think maybe some of the people who do some of these shows, who do some of these acts, are capable of creating trances with people and putting them in a state of where part of their mind goes to sleep, and so therefore they can bring them along in a way without their mind resisting to the suggestions. So that's where I think the sorcery is happening. And I think the answer is just to say no all the way through. If they say, hey, that's what's happening, I'd say no. No, I'm not, I don't have to buy it. I'm not, because I think what we have is our consent, and what we have is our belief. That's why being saved is your belief and your consent. You have to consent that you're a sinner. You have to consent that you offended God. You have to consent and believe that God loves you, to send his son into the world, who died and rose again from the dead. You have to believe in that. You have to consent to it. And, you know, and that's what saves you, is because your heart, you're giving it to that. You're putting your signature, you're setting your seal to that. And what I'm saying is that just the same, the devil wants you to believe a lie. And so he's going to tell you another story that you have is, you know, I've got as much factual data. I got more factual data that Jesus Christ came and lived and died and rose again than I do of a coronavirus in China. I believe, you know, because this story is consistent, and this story matches the data of my senses and what I know and how I perceive my life. That, you know, some coronavirus coming out of China, all that matches. They can't even get their story right on the TV. You know what I mean? So,
all right. Well, I appreciate it, Pete, for calling in. I hope you have a good day, man.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Well, talk later, brother.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to play this clip now and then close out the night and then do the drawing. So while this clip's playing, it's your last chance to support us. Do that and support us. Every donation that comes in for the show, we put it right back into the show. So we really appreciate everyone's support out there. Tomorrow we have a big show, guys. Make sure to tune in. We're going to have Pastor, how do you say his last name?
Hamilton, right?
Hamilton, yeah. It's just I don't see an L, though.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, it's going to be a great show tomorrow, guys. Make sure you tune in.
We're going to get his name right before we talk to him, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right.
We'll just forget this show ever happened. All right. So let's watch this clip, and then we'll do the giveaways.
From the very beginning, there were theories that the Wuhan coronavirus originated in a laboratory. We covered those repeatedly on the show, including what you just saw. But from the beginning, most of the press treated that as a conspiracy theory. China denies it. It must be true. Turns out, though, there is real evidence, and it's accumulating really quickly, that this pandemic came from a lab in Wuhan. Fox's special reporter spoke with multiple sources in the U.S. government, highly informed sources who've been briefed on China's early actions during this pandemic. Those sources say that from the beginning, Chinese authorities knew that this virus escaped from a laboratory. Those authorities silenced physicians and journalists in China and then ordered viral samples to be destroyed. The wet market theory was made up whole cloth as a distraction to muddy the waters and avoid the blame. As we reported on this show, 59 separate people who used the Wuhan wet market said intermediate horseshoe bats were not for sale there. They were hundreds of miles away, the closest colonies of those bats. It was a lie, apparently, and it was a lie that cost this world trillions of dollars and many thousands of lives. Gordon Chang is author of The Coming Collapse of China. He joins us tonight. Gordon, thanks so much for coming on. So as we just noted, high-level U.S. government sources confirmed that they believe this virus escaped from either the Wuhan Institute of Virology or the other lab in Wuhan. Do you think that's plausible?
Yeah, it's not only
don't
plausible,
run too hard,
it's probable.
We got to kind of...
Yeah, it was the end of the clip.
Oh, it was? All right. Yeah, I don't know how long those We'll have to do some research. If anybody knows about YouTube strikes and what constitutes commentary and what is
sorry for having
is
this
fair use
in the shot, guys.
Right. So
last minute thing.
So my brother's down there. My brother Dustin is over there. Twin brother.
Yep.
Is downstairs.
So we're gonna be doing this giveaway here, guys, and so make sure to let's double check here, Dustin. Make sure everyone got in. All
right. It's right there. Oh, okay.
All right. No last minute ads. So we are ready. So all you have to do, Dustin, is press that button. But hold on one second. So hold on one second. All right. So we're going to show the screen. Are you ready?
Yeah. All right. What do I do? Where's
the button?
Okay,
so you just hit the middle. And this is going to be for the King James, his Bible, and his translators. Let me show you real quick, guys. This is going to be for King James, his Bible, and his translators. We're going to, whoever this lands on, will get this book. All right, Dustin, let's do this, man.
Jamie B.
Yeah,
Jamie B.
There you go, Jamie. All right, Jamie. You won King James, his Bible, and his translators. We'll ship that out as soon as possible.
All right. Let's make a note of that. That's right. Hey, if
yeah, write that down.
Yeah. So our email is live@framingtheworld.com. You got it? Okay. Okay. So our email is live@framingtheworld.com. Go ahead and Jamie, just go ahead and email us and just claim the prize that you won the King James's Bible, the King James Bible book, and give us your address. Now, there's no swapping. What you get. If you already got it,
give it away to someone.
Give it to somebody else. So, all right, cool. Let's do it again.
All right, so now we're going to be doing the Psychopaths book. I'll put it over here.
Okay, so that's...
So Texmar's Psychopaths we're going to be giving away. So wait, hold on, Dustin, before you press that there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. Got it ready. Okay, you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, 6. Ready? Go. It's a little off.
That's pretty good.
Eric G. All right.
Eric G, you win the Texmars book.
Yes. Awesome, Eric. Thank you so much for your support, guys. Again, every dollar that comes in, we put back into the show, and so we really appreciate it. All right.
Eric G. Was in there twice.
Yeah, because he ordered twice.
Right.
He ordered two small things twice, so that's how he got in.
All right, very good.
All right, so...
Eric knows how to play the game.
Back up this a little bit. There you go. All right, and now we're going to be giving away the grand prize, the King James Waterproof New Testament. Wait, hold on. I got to get it ready. All right, ready? Go. All right, Jeremiah.
Perfect. Jeremiah won the waterproof Bible. Why? My name wasn't even in there, Paul.
I didn't see you on there.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. But so, guys, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all the support on Patreon, all the orders. We really do appreciate it. Make sure that you tune into tomorrow's stream. It's going to be at 4:45 p.m. Arizona time, and we're going to be talking with Charles Hampton.
Hamilton.
It's Hampton.
No, it's on the website.
There's no L.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Hamilton. All right. Very good. Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. Charles Hamilton.
All right. Well, now we know.
Right. All right. Very good. Don't watch TV. Don't get vaccinations.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.